And your host returns to Alcan Priderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allahi wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashiya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdillah inni silmun liman salamakum.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah, inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum ila yawmil qiyamah. O Aba Abdullah, surely I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and I am at war with he who is at war with you. We discussed the meaning of silm, also the meaning and instances of harb. And we also said that our traditions are replete with instances of the infallible imams introducing us the criteria for finding out who our true friend and our true enemy is. Based on what we concluded, we know that a mu'min, a true mu'min, cannot be an enemy, even if he were to disturb another mu'min, or due to his weakness, do something that is contrary to the religion. That person cannot be accounted as enemy, as long as that person has retained his innate disposition, as long as that person has kept his faith in the true teachings of Islam. We cannot have any kind of hatred in our hearts for him. Yes, that does not mean that he is not accountable for his intentions, for his actions, wrongdoings, for his words and deeds. But this does not necessarily mean that he is out of the circle of Islam, that he is our enemy. And this does not mean that he is not accountable for his deeds and actions. Almighty Allah will deal with such people according to their intentions and their deeds. And what we have to know is that a mu'min's duty is to advise such a sinful mu'min and pray for his change and transformation. But a true mu'min has to pray for his brother, and this does not mean that if his brother has done something wrong, he has to develop hatred in his heart for him. And let me say one thing. Those believers who are oblivious of this reality, those who entertain hatred in their hearts for other believers, would have to face a difficult time before being able to enter paradise. One of the supplications of the true believers mentioned in the Holy Quran is to seek the eradication of the specks of ill feeling and hatred for other believers. The prayer says, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ Our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who were our forerunners in the faith. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Do not put any hatred in our hearts toward the faithful. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ Our Lord, You are indeed most kind and most merciful.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So when we recite in this part of ziyarah, inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum, we have to know that a true mu'min cannot be counted as an enemy. Taking a mu'min as an enemy hampers one from paradise. And even one step higher than that, those who are not intentional disbelievers, those who are not kuffar by their intentions, should not be abandoned or hated. Maybe they have not accepted the Islam due to some impediments hampering them. Maybe Islam was not introduced to them at all. Therefore, harboring hatred against them is not the correct thing to do. Instead, we should pray for their salvation. During the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, if the Prophet gave the probability of someone's transformation and he thought that it is possible for him to change, he would not curse him. A good example is in the plains of Uhud, where the Prophet ﷺ was bleeding on his forehead, and the companions were overtaken with sadness. Those companions asked him to invoke Allah's curse on the enemies, whereupon the Prophet said, Surely, I was not sent as one who frequently curses. I was sent as a mercy and caller to Allah. And then, praying for them, he said, O Allah, guide them, because they do not know. This is what the Prophet ﷺ was sent to teach us. He does not curse anyone who is probably in the path of change. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم
لبيك يا حسين